Aloha from historic Ford Island in Honolulu, Hawaii. You're listening to the Geek News Central podcast.
Hello, everybody. It's Monday, November 29th. I'm Todd Cochran, your host for the Geek News Central podcast here at geeknewscentral.com. And as always, we want to invite you to call into the show and leave your comments on the voicemail line at 619-342-7365. Call us on Skype at Geek News Central or leave us an email at geek@geeknewscentral.com. I hope everyone is back safe from a very wonderful, happy Thanksgiving weekend and that you're all supercharged and back at work or going to work and ready to kick this holiday time off. I know that we had a wonderful time here at the house on Thursday. We had about 30 friends and family in. We had devoured a big 22-pound turkey, and with all the trimmings, my wife's friends who are we had a bunch of Japanese women in the house, and they were all getting caught up on the gossip that they like to. I tell you, I think it's worldwide. Women love to gossip, and these women, I think they had about a year's worth of gossiping to catch up on. But they were just cackling like hens and having a good old time. And the men, we were all out either in the garage or we hung out on the patio or watching football and doing the thing that guys do on Thanksgiving. We're kind of at a disadvantage here in Hawaii because we are so far behind on, basically East Coast right now. We are 6 hours behind the East Coast on time. So I'm producing this show right now. It's 9:50 p.m. Sunday evening, so it's already 3:50 a.m. on the East Coast. So when during the daytime, we miss a lot of the football games or the races that are going on. We have to get up really early. So that's one of the disadvantages of living in Hawaii. But I will tell you, we had a beautiful weekend. It was on both Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 85 degrees, clear skies, sunny, trade winds were up nice. It was just absolutely wonderful here in Hawaii. Now, today was a different story. We had I think my wife, you hear that big bang? I think my wife is putting away the Christmas decoration boxes. We got the Christmas tree up and got the house decorated. I got the lights up outside and on the eaves. And, you know, we're looking like Christmas here in Hawaii, minus the snow. But we do have rain, and it just rained cats and dogs all day today. The Big Island was not as unfortunate. They got hit pretty bad. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, it was just horrendous for them for the amount of rain they got. But here in Oahu, we got probably an inch or two today. It's, it doesn't happen a lot. You know, usually get an hour or two of worth of rain and it clears up and is nice and sunny, but there must be a weather system moving through. But the shopping here in Hawaii is no different than it is in the mainland. They absolutely go nuts on Friday. And, you know, some of the ladies were talking about getting up at 3 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the morning, getting over to a certain store, you know, sitting by the store waiting for it to open up. Guys, they're nuts. I just don't see how they do it. I looked through all the advertisements in the newspaper. And, of course, I went to the CompUSA, the Circuit City, all the geek stuff. And for the first time ever, there was nothing in the list that interested me. And I just couldn't believe it. You know, that's unheard of for a geek not to to find something that he wanted. So either I've got all the toys that I want, or I'm just not in the mood to buy stuff. But anyway, that kind of set the tone for my weekend. I just kicked back and took it easy and took care of things around here in the house. Speaking of advertisements, I know that we had talked about doing ads here on Geek News Central, and that's moving forward. I got a couple of people interested in putting ads up, and we are going to move forth with that. We're going to limit the ads to one advertisement per show for 2 minutes. We will preface the ad with an announcement saying it is an ad, but we are going to want all of you to hopefully support those that are going to be advertising with us, because they're going to help us out in a big way in helping paying for our bandwidth. Speaking of bandwidth, I do want to talk about the servers that we're running on right now, so that those of you that might be in the same predicament that I am, we'll give you a couple of options. I have opted just to add hosting plans. I've shopped around, listened to some other podcasters, and got some ideas. The GeekNewsCentral.com website is hosted by Infinology. I've been with them since the very first post on the site. I signed up initially with a very large bandwidth amount, which we use very little of initially, and now we use almost all of. And I will say that I'm not going to say the amount that we move, but we move a significant amount of traffic. And I had used 100, basically allotted 100 gigs of that traffic to this podcast and our sequential podcast, and we topped that out. And so what I did was I just went around and I added two accounts. I added an account over at bluehost.com, and I added an account over at, I got to bring it up in the website here, to a, and this is just one I added this weekend, midphase.com. And what I like about them is they have an unlimited surfing plan, but there are some restrictions. You just can't use it for a file dump-off place where people can suck down files. You have to actually have a website, content. It has to be free. You cannot charge for your content. There are some other restrictions, but it has to be linkable from the site, and the two or three different other things. But those of you that are running a non-commercial podcast should be able to use that. Now, even though we're going to start selecting advertisers, we're still going to be basically offering a free site, so a free show. So we're going to be able to stay within a user agreement. Now, I've got a couple of questions out to them asking for some clarification. If it turns out that everything is as they say it is, we're going to move geeknewscentral.com, a couple other domains I've got at that server, onto the midphase.com site. We'll use bluehost.com and Infinology as our backup. And I think it's going to work out good. We'll see. The Gmail offer is still available. Those of you that want to call in on the voicemail line at 619-342-7365. I do have a bunch of you took me up on that offer. I think now I am down to, I think around 20. As I got some more invites back, Google refreshed it. So I've got around 20, I guess 20 more invites available. I do have some comments from those call-ins I'm going to play at the end of the show. And there'll be some familiar voices on there and some people that you haven't heard before. So please call in and give us your comments on the show. Now, many of you knew I destroyed, actually my wife dropped my Fuji camera, digital camera here last week. And I was looking for a replacement, and we found one. We bought an Olympus C60. Thus far, I'm real happy with it. It's a 6.1 megapixel camera. I had originally said I would never buy anything above 5, but the price was right. And we picked that up on sale, one of those Thanksgiving sales. Actually, it was a pre-Thanksgiving sale that went down on Wednesday night at CompUSA. And they actually beat about 90% of the deals I could find online. And I wanted instant gratification, plus being able to take pictures on Thanksgiving and the weekend and not waiting for something to come in the mail. We're still moving forward on the BitTorrent. And I'm still working that issue. I think we have it pretty much ready. So within the next couple of shows, I'm going to be offering a BitTorrent feed. I think what I'm going to do on this is, those of you that are willing to pull the show via BitTorrent, I'm going to give you a higher encoding rate, so you're going to get a bigger file. Those of you that want to continue to pull the show just a full MP3 without using the BitTorrent, and most of you guys are using clients that understand BitTorrent, so it should be pretty much transparent to you. We will stay with the same bitrate we have now, but the other show will be a little higher bitrate to give you an option to, maybe as an incentive to move to BitTorrent. I will not have to force you to that. I know that I don't think that's the best alternative, but if this unlimited bandwidth thing works out with mid-phase, maybe we won't even have to consider it. So let me look and see here. If I went over the administrative stuff, it's kind of what I had for administrative stuff. Oh, did have one last thing. Was able to score the boy a PlayStation 2. We finally found one. Got a good package deal on one. So he's happy. He's up in gaming and mission accomplished on my end. Now, going to my show notes for today. Let's see here. There's a pretty good article about it's called iPod Restore and Maximize Battery Life. As all of you know, iPods, over time, the batteries in them go to hell and you start getting shorter and shorter amounts of playtime. Well, someone had replaced their battery once already and had only had it like a year, year and a half, and was already starting to see battery life decline, and got pissed and did some experimentation and basically found a way to kind of reset the clock on his battery. Now, I don't know exactly how he did this or what he gives the steps on what he did, but it really doesn't make sense on why he got his battery life back up. So those of you that are having issues with your iPod battery life, check out the link to that. Let's see here. I had a hard time today finding links for the show, just because there was the long weekend, everybody was off, there hasn't been a lot of news, but did find a few items for you here. And Wired has a link up, or article up about gifts for geeks. It's got a assorted list of stuff that you can buy for the geeks that are out there. And I don't know, I'm looking at some of the stuff that they have and I'm thinking, I'm a geek, but this stuff doesn't interest me. But check it out, see if it's something that may interest the geek in you, and you can point your wife at it and say, hey, go buy this for me, or your husband, or significant other. Over at Locker Gnome, they are talking about and the article starts off by saying, ads inside RSS evil or good. You know, I hate people that put ads in RSS feeds, and I understand they got to make money, but I can see right on them, if they're cool, they've listed it as ADV advertisement, and you know what, I skip them, I don't even read them, just because it's insulting to me that they would put it in there. But I guess maybe some of you will think it's insulting that we're going to put an ad inside the podcast, but I go to like CNET now and I pull down their RSS feed. Their RSS feed now is even graphical. They give you this, it looks terrible inside the browser window of Feed Demon. It actually shows just pure text, no graphics. It's not even a well-parsed text page. And I think the thing that upsets me is them and Ziff Davis are starting to put ads in their RSS feeds. So I don't know. I guess we'll see what happens. The Locker Gnome site's going to be doing the same deal. But, Chris, if you're listening, I'm not going to read the ads, buddy. You may put them in, but unless something really jumps out there. Now, one thing I do like is some sites will put out a link to a program that they recommend, and they maybe get a discount on it, or I know that the site that's got the article is going to get a kickback. Maybe, sure, I'll buy something through them. It's just like these server companies on Bluehost and mid-phase, they offer a affiliates program. So if you know, I'm going to put the links up to Bluehost and also mid-phase. You guys click on it. You determine you want to get a hosting account over there. Hey, if you sign up through our link, I'm going to get a little kickback. And again, that's maybe help us pay for our bandwidth. But I don't know. What do you guys think about ads inside RSS feeds? Microsoft over in the UK is going to be offering what's being called an olive branch to people that have counterfeit XP installs. You know, part of their they've been trying to root out where some of the counterfeit versions of XP have come through, and so what they've decided to do for UK victims, if they can provide the right type of documentation. And I'm basically going to read from the article. It says, to qualify for the XP counterfeit replacement, users must provide Microsoft with all documentation of the software, including user manuals, warranties, and a receipt from the original supplier. It is also required with a signed witness statement form describing how the product was acquired. So basically, you go out and buy a computer, you get a copy of XP with it, you bring it home, you load it up. It all runs fine. You go to Microsoft's Windows Assurance Program. It says, hey, the XP version you're running is counterfeit. So they're going to give the people in the UK an opportunity to have their Windows XP disk replaced, I guess. So it's nice that they're doing that over there. I wonder when they're going to offer that here at home, here in the United States. There is a... And it seems to me most of this is some UK stuff today, but apparently there was a failed Windows XP upgrade and it killed 60,000 government UK computers. But Microsoft's doing damage control. They've flown some people over there and helped them get them back online. This arc was put up on the 27th, but obviously they did not do rollout testing, and whoever issued the commands to do the patches or whatever they were trying to accomplish in this this upgrade took down 80% of the machines in this specific UK department. There is another WinAmp flaw that's out, and it is allowing some attacks, and it is a very they call it high risk, and there is no patch for it yet. So make sure those of you that are using WinAmp as a regular music/video replayer to go over and check this out, because sounds to me like maybe a good idea to use a different media application for the next few days. Now, I caught another article on this ICANN rules talking about domain transfer fraud. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago in the show, and I really don't know why Ziff.Date or eWeek is covering it again. There's really no information about it, but maybe it was a filler for the weekend. But again, they're worried about the new ICANN rules causing people that, you know, someone puts in a transfer request for a domain to be automatically approved. I'll put the link up again to it so that you can go check this article out. But as I recommended to everyone before, go to the register that you registered your domains under. Make sure that your register has a way that you can lock, so that you can basically, you won't get the equivalent of slam. Basically, so what slamming is getting your long-distance carrier changed without your choice. And this would be... a email or domain slamming or hijacking where someone tries to get it transferred without your knowledge. So go over to your register and make sure that you have the transfer lock turned on. Many registers offer that by default. There is the newest thing out that's going to be that big is they're talking about ringback tones. This is where when you dial somebody's home now or your their cell phone, instead of getting a ring, you get music. And I think this is pretty cool. I would more rather put an advertisement in there, maybe. But be curious to see what they're going to do with this with the phone companies. Or, you know, maybe a personal note. You just says, you know, that doesn't necessarily have to be a an advertisement. It could be like, hey, this is Todd. Just want to let you know that the phone is ringing. I'm going to pick up as soon as I can, but here's what I'm doing right now. And maybe gives them a little insight into where you're at or what you're doing, or if you're at work and you can change it on the fly. Kind of like a answer machine message without getting an answer machine tone. And that'd be kind of cool, I guess. I don't know. I don't know if I would want to sign up for this or not, but they're thinking this is going to be huge. We'll see how it kicks off. A lot of you are using TiVo or a DVR or PVR. There's a new review out about the Plexer Convert X PVR, which is a box that you add to your computer to record television. Seems to be, you know, they get mixed reviews on this, but if any of you are in the PVR market, want to do some television recording on your with your computer, check this article out. Seems to be it's got a decent review. There's two or three different ways you can obviously go about doing this, so check out all your options before you do that, before you, you know, invest in something like that. David Sifri is from TechnoRaddy has released some stats basically saying that the company tracked 3 million blogs as of the first week of July, and then they have added over 1 million blog to its database since then. But there's a independent, it's called Meanwhile Pew and Internet and American Life reports a new web blog is created every basically 6 seconds, which roughly equates to 15,000 blogs every day. And they've got some links up to the graphs on that. And I think that's a pretty impressive number. I would like to see how many of those weblogs are tracking are being updated every day. You know, I think they probably got that somewhere, but I haven't found it yet. Those of you that are using Windows Server 2000... basically can go over to a Windows Server feedback site now, and you can tell them what you think about the product. They've got a little questionnaire there, and it gives you an opportunity to write some stuff in and put some ideas in. I think this is a good step in Microsoft's. You know, they're trying to get feedback from the end user, and, you know, many times, big companies are the only ones that give Microsoft feedback. You know, they are the ones that get their voices heard and acted upon. So it's nice that they are going to be doing that for every Joe Schmo out there that's running Windows Server 2000. Now, Robert Scoobel over at Scoobelizer had a crazy idea, and it's not so crazy. You know, we all know that we can go into an Apple store and pick up a Windows iPod, or you can go to most any tech store now and pick up a Windows iPod. And usually when you're in a tech store, you're close to a regular music store. And I don't know how many of you have not been in a music store in several years, but I'm raising my hand saying I haven't been in a music store in probably 5 years. But he's saying, hey, why can't he take his portable media player into a record store and say, hey, if I give you $500, I want 20 gigabytes of music I like. And, you know, buy what we want to consume. So, kind of a unique idea. Maybe some of these music stores need to think about that. You know, have their entire offering available to, you know, so you go in there and you stick your credit card in the machine and you start punching up the music that you want loaded, and it loads it up, you buy it by the gigabyte, and dumps it right to your iPod right on the spot, and you walk out as a happy customer. So kind of a cool idea from school. I don't know if the record companies will like that or not. Well, we're at 25 minutes, 28 seconds, and I'm going to put on the comments from the show. and close with some music, which is always non-RIAA music from GarageBand. But again, not a lot of news for this four-day weekend, and hopefully we'll have a full slate of stuff for you on Thursday. We definitely want to hear from you. And so send us an email at geek@geeknewscentral.com. Be sure to check out the website and for the show links today. And also, give us a call, a shout-out at the voicemail line at 619-342-7365. And if any of you podcasters out there, any of you guys have a great voice and want to do us an intro for the show, hey, give us a plug, and we'll do vice versa. But that's all I have for this evening. I'm Todd Cochran from Geek News signing off. And stand by for the voicemail comments and also show wrap-up music.
Hi, Todd. This is Michael Butler. I host the Rock and Roll Geek Show, another podcast. I'm just listening to your podcast, and I want to tell you that I love your show, and you got me to call as an enticement by offering a Gmail account, and I would love a Gmail invite. Once again, love the show. Keep it up. I'll keep subscribing. Thanks. Bye.
Hi, Todd. This is Jason Draper, and first of all, I'd just like to start off by saying that I love your show. It's great being able to listen to you on the drive to work every morning, or every morning that you put out the show, rather, and just want to say that I'm glad that you got the sound fixed. No more horrible modem sounds in my ear as soon as I started the show, so that's awesome. Also wanted to just ask, you said you had some Gmail references still available. I'd love to get one.
Hey, Todd. This is Todd Sutton from San Antonio, Texas. Just calling you about your Today show. I enjoyed it. It's the second one I listened to, and it really sounds great, and some real good information covering information. I really enjoyed the part about the podcasting as well, because I was riding back to Houston from San Antonio, and I listened to your podcast and a couple other podcasts on the way to Houston.
Sorry, Adam. I just had to steal that. That's just too good. And I think everyone's stealing that. Anyway, here's the wrap-up music from GarageBand.com.
How did I get here? What words were spoken? Can I just walk away from being broken? Am I so blinded that I've become the very thing I've always hated? Now I have fallen. Where have I landed? Frozen in history, screaming in silence, laughing in misery. Flowers in winter, fast asleep in faded colors underneath the snow. But how far below? How can this be? What have I done? Maybe this time, as I am breathing, the darkness will fall away and strip away the memories of yesterday. Shadowy figures dancing in moonlight, captured and photographed just after midnight. Is this illusion, or is this the way that it's supposed to be? Oh, tell me. circles. Sounds like a carnival. Smells like a circus. I'm getting colder. I am freezing all the images. In other words,